Governor Roy Cooper has extended North Carolina's stay-at-home order until May 8th. As WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports, it was set to expire April 29th.
Cooper says the state needs more time to slow the spread of the coronavirus before it can begin to loosen restrictions.
I will not risk the health of our people or our hospitals. And easing these restrictions now would do that.
Under the extended order, businesses like dine-in restaurants, bars, and hair and nail salons will remain closed. Some North Carolinians have pushed to relax restrictions in an effort to boost the state's economy. Protesters from a group called Reopen NC rallied in Raleigh earlier this week.
I know the people in our state are eager to move forward, and we will get there. But right now, I appreciate everyone who is taking this seriously and staying at home to protect themselves and others.
State Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen says the state has made progress in limiting the virus's spread, but it needs to make more. She says to start to reopen the state, officials need to see a decrease or leveling off of the number of coronavirus hospitalizations.
We have not seen a peak. We have not seen our healthcare system be overrun, and that's a good thing. So we're in a slightly different place. So we're not going to see a peak that then necessarily comes down. What we may see in North Carolina is a sustained leveling.
Cohen says they also need to see a decrease in the percentage of positive tests out of total tests. North Carolina needs to increase its testing capacity to between 5,000 and 7,000 people per day, she says. Previously, it's tested about half that. It also needs to double its number of contact tracers and increase its supply of N95 masks and gowns to last 30 days, Cohen says. Cooper says once those requirements are met, the state will start easing restrictions in three phases.
The stay-at-home order in phase one will remain in place, but it will be modified to allow more reasons to leave home, including commercial activities at any business allowed to be open, such as clothing stores, sporting goods stores, bookstores, and other kinds of retailers.
He says gatherings would still be capped at 10 people and parks would reopen. The second phase could start 2 to 3 weeks later and would lift the stay-at-home order, but encourage vulnerable populations to stay at home. Phase two would allow restaurants, bars, and churches to open, but operate at a reduced capacity.
After a minimum of 4 to 6 weeks has passed, and we continue to hit our marks and our benchmarks, we can enter into phase three.
That phase would increase capacity at restaurants and increase the limit for mass gatherings, among other things. Both Atrium and Novant say they support the order extension. Spokespeople for the hospital systems say the stay-at-home order has kept the hospitals from being overwhelmed with coronavirus patients. They say North Carolina should take a phased, responsible approach to lifting restrictions. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.